Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlin here from Igniting Hope Ministries. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm recording this in June of 2017 for our 30-day declaration experiment challenge, when we're challenging people to make 100 declarations a day minimum and then to see what happens. And last week, we talked about the declarations experiment key number one, which was this, declarations over past prayers are powerful. And it takes us into faith. It takes us into victory. Now, even if you're listening to this later on and you're not a part of our declaration experiment, what I'm going to be saying to you today is going to be very, very helpful. So key number two. And by the way, I would say this, why don't you try an experiment of 100 declarations a day minimum and see what happens? What do you got to lose? We've had so many great testimonies. All right, so here's key number two, is declarations over tomorrow and what's going to happen in our future build faith for the future? Now, there's three ways we can approach the future. First, we can have foreboding, which is the confident expectation that bad is coming. Secondly, we can be passive, where we don't have negative or positive expectation. And lastly, we can have faith that good things will happen because of God's promises, God's goodness, and because of what we have already prayed. Now, it's this third approach, obviously, that causes us to be catalytic in our environments. And it is declarations which will increase our faith and our expectation for tomorrow. Jesus said these words a number of times. He said, according to your faith, so be it. Or according to your expectation, so be it. And so instead of having foreboding or instead of just waiting to see what's going to happen, why don't we use declarations to actually build our faith, build hope-filled, faith-filled expectation, and then that is going to increase the likelihood of us experiencing good things. Now remember Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whatever we renew our mind with today will transform our future. And it may not catch up immediately to tomorrow. I'll tell you this, though, the chances are good that greater things are going to happen. But ultimately, we're going to have a lifestyle of increased transformation. And so, why don't we declare things like this? Tomorrow will be a tremendous day. Every meeting I have tomorrow will be kingdom advancing. My family interactions will be blessed. I will move forward in my life in significant ways, and I will release life-changing encounters, God encounters, wherever I go. And it's just it's a good thing. I like to look at my calendar that I have for the next day and just make a declaration over the events that are happening, the meetings, my times with God. And as I do that, excitement begins to grow. Excitement begins to grow. And I have this, you know, it's kind of like Tigger. You get this Tigger anointing. You know, one of my questions I love to ask, and many of you are familiar with Winnie the Pooh and the characters in there, and Tigger's one of them. He's one of my heroes. And one of my favorite questions is, what would Tigger be thinking if he was us? If he was me? I ask my wife, Wendy, that frequently. And you just think, what would he be thinking? Well, then say it. So this is a key. And in our declaration experiment, what we're doing is we're taking this second week to make declarations over tomorrow. And we're specifically saying tomorrow, but obviously you can take this principle for next week, next month, next year. You know, seed the clouds of your future. In my book, Possessing Joy, I've got two devotionals in there about positively seeding the clouds of our future as a key to joy. So we seed the clouds of our future. Your last part of this declaration experiment is going to be life-changing. This week is going to be life-changing. Hey, I think you got it. I think you understand three ways to approach tomorrow: foreboding, passivity, or faith. And you know, faithfulness is not just showing up. Faithfulness is how you think before and when you show up. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Remember, there's no hopeless circumstances, only hopeless people. Once people get true hope, circumstances cannot stay the same. And remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You don't need joy at the end of the battle. You need joy in the middle of the battle. It's your strength. Let's not wait for situations to get resolved before we activate the joy of the Lord. God bless you from Igniting Hope Ministries. We look forward to having you with us on a future podcast.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.